section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio dial, all I hear is pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause
now it burns when I pee.
International Adoption Agency. We here at the agency regretfully cannot approve your request for the adoption of little 8-year-old son Zhu, or as you have taken to calling her, me so horny. A photo of you has came to light which cemented our decision to decline your adoption of this 8-year-old Chinese girl. Mr. Clayton, the photo to which we speak of is of you wearing a t-shirt that states, Chris Hansen is a cock blocker. To which you are giving 2 thumbs up, and we can only guess, saying, hell yeah. Mr. Clayton, as sure as I wear socks with my sandals, and my last name is Thunderpump, this girl will work in sweatshops before she will be subjected to the likes of a guy like you. Thank you for your time. Dick Thunderpump, over.
Just a big gaping hole. And I tried every bottle, every pill that I know. But time, baby, time works better. Thought it might help. I wrote some songs, but they were shitty as hell. Only works when I'm broken. 4 inches from
Shit the bed, Fred.
Shitty, 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 shitty.
Hey, I was muted. We're doing it live.
Doing it live, folks.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 69 of A Burns When I Pee, Pissing on Swedes. And that's what
Hell
we're doing.
Yeah.
First, let's go ahead and do our famous introductions. BJ, we're going to go with you first because it takes forever.
We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churned butter once or twice living in an Amish paradise.
It's the man who invented Amish paradise. It's the one, the only, Amish BJ. What's up, my friend?
Nothing much. How's it going, Blake?
I am pumped as a mofo.
I've been waiting for a while to do that one.
And as you heard the chuckle from this young lady.
Daddy wants a cold beer. Get you cold beer now. Cold beer.
The queen of Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. Coley Coldbeer, how are you?
I am fine and dandy, my sweet.
I got a little clicky-clicky, but I'm going to take care of that clicky-clicky. Well, I guess we should start.
Yeah.
Well, who are you?
Who am I? I'm the podcasting god.
Oh, man.
I can't do it.
Blake Clayton. And you're listening to A Burns When I Pee here on SilentStormRadio.com. First, two things before we continue on. I first want to say that we're dedicating episode 69 to our good friend out there who's having some woes.
Yes.
Yes.
So you guys have to do a kick ass job. So because we dedicated it to her.
Yeah,
we certainly shall.
All right, what we're gonna do real quick, since this is live and I'm getting a pop, we are going to hang up the phone and call you back.
Okay.
All right. This is how we do it live, folks. Sometimes it doesn't work out the way it wants to, but we're gonna do it right now. Don't know why it's popping, but.
City morgue, you kill him, we grill him. Chill him.
Hey, what's going on? Okay, now we can act like we didn't even do that.
All right. Woo. Anyway, we heard two songs before we started chit-chatting. And the first one we heard was Bored by Lone Wolf Ohm, or One Man Band, a.k.a. Bruno.
Bruno.
And after that, we heard Bloodshot Eyes by Trampled by Turtles. Excellent song.
Yeah, it's a real pick-me-up kind of song, you know?
Yeah. And also, we wanted to let you know, we do have a dial-in number, which you can call and interrupt us at any moment.
Yes.
It makes for good radio.
Please.
And that number is 1-203-429-4711.
All right, and definitely call in, folks. Hopefully it works. I don't know. But the other thing I wanted to say before we had the technical issue was I have to make a formal apology through the interweb world. I have to apologize to Cold Beer and to BJ and especially to Miles because Sunday night I had a man period.
No, not you.
It was a bloody mess, and I apologize for being a dickhead during that time.
It's okay, Blake. Did you throw a chair at anybody?
No, I did not throw a chair.
I think he told me Molly wouldn't let him.
Yeah. Well, she didn't talk to me the rest of the night, but if I would have thrown a chair, she wouldn't have. And I'll tell you, we'll talk about, me and Miles have a pretty good relationship. She knows how frustrating podcasting can be. And so Sunday night, right before we did Sunday Night Roundup, I'm fiddling with stuff and I can't hear anything, blah, 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 blah. Long story short. So she comes in, you know, swoops in the last minute. She owns the show, but she just swoops in the last minute, just puts on headphones and turns her mic on and she's ready to go. And she's like, are we doing the show? And I was like, I can't hear anything. And she had the audacity to now BJ, I want you to respond to this before cold beer, okay? Because I want to know your thoughts.
Okay.
She sits down, pleasantly looks at me, and says, you know, are we going to do the show? And I said, I can't hear anything. Something's wrong. I can't hear anything. She picks up the end of the headphone jack, which, of course, by now is not plugged in. And she goes, well, it's not plugged in. And I just got up and went outside.
You are a far better man than I, Blake, because I would have went, I fucking know. I just unplugged it. And then I probably would have said more choice words and went, just get away from me.
So see, Miles, you should be happy that I kept it together.
Yeah, I get into these, especially when it's technical stuff. I get so mad, all I see is red. And I hate the world. And I think it comes from, and Blake, you could probably testify to this too. Like, when you were working with older men back in the day, you know, doing odd jobs around the house, or I worked at a farm, you learn to have ESP. Like, when my grandpa needed a tool, he never had to ask because I was right there with it. And no woman ever knows that. It's no offense to women. It's just you'd never worked with an old man that would slap you if you didn't know exactly what he wanted at the right time.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people don't understand this podcasting stuff is frustrating. It'll make you want to have a man period every week.
Yeah. If you have tech problems, can't figure them out, it's the worst damn thing ever.
So I want to make my formal apology, and I wanted to – Miles is sitting right next to me listening to the show, and I just wanted her to hear that I handled it a lot better, even though she didn't think I did. She had no right to be mad at me. No right at all. Right, cold beer? No right at all.
Well, I didn't get to intervene yet, so I'm not saying nothing.
Oh, no. Go ahead. You have the floor.
No, I'm just kidding.
I can always
– From what you said, you did take it a lot better. I have learned in the 15 years just to fucking walk away. I'll say, do you need help? And if he says no or snaps at me, like I said, I just walk away. I'll go outside. I'll do something else. And then when he gets to the point of throwing stuff or he walks away, I will go and fix the problem.
See, that's what really pisses me off, is when she swoops in acting like fucking Superman.
Because I know what's wrong with it half the time.
No.
Yeah. You know.
5% of the time.
No. 95%.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. Fucking Beekman's world coming in.
Why don't you just turn on a Hall & Oates and just get this party started?
Yeah. This is going to make me go all chicken and waffles on
whatever then.
But here's my thing. I love Miles to death. She is very supportive of this life that we lead. But I'm not that dumb to where I wouldn't have checked to plug the damn headphone in.
It was on mute.
No, that was the next day. That was the next day. The thing is actually broke. All right, be quiet. You're not even a member of this show. You have your own show. Get out of here.
See, now we're all fighting.
Right.
Radio gold.
Now nobody's going to bed with some sexy time.
Yep. Shannon says this is going to be the wife beating episode.
So I wanted to give everybody an update on the auction for autism. Everything has been sold. Everything has been shipped out. The problem is, and the reason why we have not made the donation yet, is because PayPal is a bitch.
Yes, they are. Yes, it is.
So I had no idea. I end up getting, you know, all this money, and it goes right into your PayPal as soon as you pay it. But they blocked it for me getting it for 21 days from the time that they sent it. So I'm still waiting on like $800. So I don't want people to think that I stole the money. I just haven't made the donation yet because PayPal's a bitch.
Yes. Yes, they are.
So, but we will be getting that out. And thanks again to everybody for their donations. And thanks to everybody who participated. So let's go back and let's do something we haven't done in a while. Some fan feedback.
Grr. Grr, grr, grr. Anyway, it's easy this week, hopefully. And I have my glasses on, so I can see clearly now.
Jesus Christ, who's the pencil clicker?
That would be me.
I'll get him later. All right. So the first one is from a friend of ours, very good friend of ours. Anyway, it says, "Hey, yes, great show. I'm so psyched you raised all that money. I have two suggestions. One, a week is way too long for an auction. Or is that the norm? I don't know, but it felt long and not in a good way. Two, if you're going to pick a random charity, why not make it for yourselves? Seriously, imagine all the old awesomeness you could accomplish with an extra grand, which in turn benefits us listeners going through the hard times of daily life, and not in a good way. Maybe I'm just selfish, but damn, whatever. XOXO, Brooklyn Hellbetty."
And that was a sweet, sweet feedback. I don't know. Originally, we had planned to take like 15% of it, but it was just going so well, and I was feeling so good about it. And I, you know, we didn't end up doing that, and I wish I would have, because I spent $150 yesterday trying to fix my machine. But hey.
Well, you know, you live and learn, Blake, and you know, doing it for a actual cause like Autism Speaks or cancer or whatever, I think that was a good first step, and it was a good first trial. And we got people together to, you know, band together and help donate and do stuff.
Right on.
You know, and I think next time it'll be easier to do it for us.
I just want to say it helps keep me out of hell.
Right. And if we do go to hell, it's the cooler part. It's like the Alaska, like the Canada of hell.
It's air conditioning. Right.
You're not in a seat beside the Bee Gees and Hitler and Napoleon.
That's a weird combination.
The Bee Gees are evil.
We should play Mary Fuck Kill with the Bee Gees, Hitler, and.
That Hitler's a fine looking man.
That mustache was cool until he started wearing it, and it fucked it up for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, IBWIP, for a kick-ass auction for AutismSpeaks.org. Matt, I'm sorry if I say your last name wrong. Cohen. All right. Next, do we have a response for that one?
Thank you, Matt.
Wow. Okay. Next one is sad to see Would You Rather getting retired. So many laughs and emotions of disgust came from that segment. Ira.
I know you guys are probably missing that already.
No.
I liked it.
But Blake, never mind. Go ahead.
That's the way he always does. But Blake, never mind. No, I want you to feel safe here, BJ. I want you to feel like you're safe in a safe environment amongst friends. You go ahead and
I've already touched my no-no spots before when I felt safe.
Okay. Hey,
that reminds me of something, but I can't say it. Okay, I'll say it anyway. And Molly's going to get mad. But I got a text message yesterday, and it says, "How do you say Jerry Sandusky in Chinese?"
I don't know.
Break, crate, run. Break. That's bad.
Oh, Break, you're so crazy.
Break Creighton instead of Blake Clayton. I'm trying to explain it to my friend here. God. This headphone technical extraordinaire. You just plug it in. Okay.
You're going to get slapped. I'm just going to warn you right now.
You wouldn't slap a guy with no underwear on, would you? Because I don't have, because you know the whole swamp ass thing? I'm not wearing any underwear.
Or pants?
I'm free balling it.
Wow. Sorry, Molly.
You are classy.
That's us. IBWIP always keeps it classy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Last one. All right. Thanks again to everyone involved.
Hey, Blake, did you see I started painting?
Oh, yeah, I saw that, man. It was like a fall, like a Halloween kind of picture. It was really good. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I painted something else today. I'll have to share it a little later with everybody.
Cool.
Sorry, Nicole.
You done?
Yeah.
Never fails, folks. Thanks again to
everyone. Is it cool having a new hobby besides just like the podcasting? Is it kind of like calm your nerves and stuff?
Yeah, it has.
You know what? I really don't give a fuck anymore. Go ahead. Continue your conversation.
Or smarter.
Duh. I'm gonna check Facebook. Well, you guys go ahead. What? Chat. I could check the fuckbook. You know, I get emails from them all the time.
Me too.
So, I mean, you guys continue. You know.
No, go ahead. We won't.
Your tea time. No. Enjoy your tea time. No. Seriously. Go. No. What? Nope.
We're on a time crunch here. You can.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, we're on a time frame. Shit. Thanks again to everyone involved.
So, are you using pastels or like watercolors or oil?
I'm out. I'm out.
It was actually acrylics.
Oh. So anyway, the fourth one says, thanks again.
95%, folks.
Okay, this is time for real. We got things to do.
Are you sure?
Yes, I promise. Okay. I give you my word.
I'm fine. I'm just drinking beer, checking Facebook whenever you guys are ready.
Scout's honor. Let's go.
Okay. I don't believe you. As far as I can throw you, I can't believe you. 1, 2.
Aren't you supposed to count backwards?
Three. I'm counting forwards this time to throw yous off. Okay? Okay. All right. Smiles. All right. Thanks. Thanks again to everyone involved in the chair. And the funniest part is...
She just interrupted herself.
Yeah, I did. Because the funniest part of the whole situation is who this friggin' fan feedback is from. So that just makes this whole thing just that much better. All right, let's get through this like quickly before I get interrupted or interrupt myself. Thanks again to everybody involved in the charity auction. Also to the fine folks of IBWIP for providing a source of music and good old-fashioned dirty humor over the years. And that was from our good friend Tyler.
Awesome.
Thank you, Tyler.
Man, I don't know why you have so much trouble doing that. It's just you just read some sentences.
I try.
Gil is right. It's like watching Charlie Brown try to kick football.
I try.
All right. So last year at Muddy Roots, we crowned Pags as the king of Muddy Roots. And so many months ago, we all went to Muddy Roots again, but of course it's been forever. But I have decided that each year we're going to crown a new king. So I'm going to make the announcement here.
Drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, announcing the new king of Muddy Roots, the one, the only... Hobo Hiatus.
Woo!
And we're going to talk a little bit about why, one of the big reasons why he is and why the name of this show. Then we're going to give him a call. So, last year when we went to Muddy Roots, we met a Swede. And that's exactly what I think of him as well. The Swede we met last year was obnoxious, rude, and he doesn't like stories about butt sex, and he cusses you out in Swedish.
Yes.
And he's got the worst grill I've ever seen on a person that's not black.
Right. Don't they have free health care in Sweden?
I guess they do, but they don't take advantage of it. So, let me set the stage for you. I think it was the first night. Now, this year, the Swede brought his girlfriend, which was a train wreck in herself. We'll get to her later. So, we got camp set up. We're all there. And the Swede, of course, is, you know, set up tent right next to Camp Krusty. So, I already had some anxiety because he got on my nerves. Anyway, well, his girlfriend kept coming over and bothering us. Now, we're all, Muddy Roots, you're friendly to everybody.
Right.
Right. I mean, you don't have any enemies. We're not going to stab anybody or anything. But the Swede pissed us off last year.
Right.
Right.
And you know, she came over because the Swede that pissed us off last year, which is her boyfriend, was pissing her off. So that's why she stumbled over to our camp.
And she didn't really seem that bad.
By herself.
Right. She seemed a little mentally unstable, but she wasn't bad.
Right.
And she burned a hole in my brand new fucking screened-in tent.
Hey, Blake, what did you do with that screened-in tent?
Oh, I left it there. It's tradition. I left it there.
It's tradition.
Every year I leave my brand new screened-in porch area thingy there. But anyway, so here is the situation. One of the first reasons why Hobo became the king of Muddy Roots for 2012. So we're sitting there at the campsite. Were you guys there or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. We were there for a good while, and then we took a shower.
Right. So we're all trying to be nice to him, and he's still being an arrogant dickhead with a worse grill. And anyway, so we're talking back and forth and blah, 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 blah. And Hobo's just sitting there, you know, we're talking. We're trying to be nice. By this time, he's already on our nerves. And and we're talking about something. And all of a sudden, he gets up from his chair that was ours and walks across the tent area to Hobo, where Hobo's sitting down. He's sitting down and starts slapping him on the face and saying, hey, hey, hey. And oh my God, I thought fucking Hobo was going to go all punk rock on this motherfucker.
Oh my God.
He jumped up and put that motherfucker in his place. He's like, I don't know what you do in Sweden, but you don't do that shit in America.
America.
So let's give Hobo a call, and let's get a little bit more insight if you guys don't mind.
Nope.
All right, let's see if this works for fucking car's sake.
Yeah, BJ, I think we were in the shower.
Boo. If you were showering, that means you were going to have sex.
Maybe.
We did.
Oh, yeah, we did do that.
Hello? This is the America Hotline.
Is this the King of Muddy Roots 2012 Hobo Hiatus?
This is. I feel honored.
Well,
I don't know what to say. My mind is blown.
I can't believe he's on the phone. It's amazing.
You're making my vagina wet, Derek. Or Hobo, sorry.
Oh, shit.
I've never felt so honored in my life. I feel like king of the world right now.
Is there any way you can turn up your volume a little bit?
I'm on my phone, so I have no volume.
Okay. Why don't you kind of...
I can talk louder.
Okay, why don't you give us your insight on the Swede slap, is what I like to call it.
Swede
slap. The Swede slap. Well, like you said, last year he offended us all by talking down on anal sex. And as American men, we are proud of anal sex. It is something that we go after and can spend our whole lives trying to get. And he hated it and decided to talk shit to us in Swedenese, which we don't understand because I don't speak Swedenese. And then this year, the first thing he did that upset me was while sitting in our chairs, it was your chair, Blake, at your campsite, while his girlfriend was burning a hole in your tent, decided to ask you who you are.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And I told him that from now on, he has to refer to you as the podcasting god.
Nice.
I didn't think that was very acceptable.
Because he said he doesn't... They said they didn't believe in God.
Yeah. And I said, well, you have to believe in the podcasting god because he exists. He's right here in front of you.
Nice.
And he didn't find the humor in that at all. And yeah, the second thing was I was just telling a story and he decided to get my attention. The best way to get my attention was to come over and slap me in the face. I don't know about you, but nobody in the fucking world slaps me in the face.
Does Tawny slap you in the face?
No, she doesn't. She only attacked my snake with an iPod with anger.
Hobo, you showed some restraint because I probably would have punched him in the face.
Well, the main reason I didn't actually punch him is, A, because I had to promise Tawny when we got married that I wouldn't get arrested anymore. Arresting is out of the question. And B, because it was Muddy Roots. And, you know, the rule number one is don't be a dick. So I was trying as hard as I could not to be a dick and just tell him, hey, look, this is not the way it goes here. Calm down and get the fuck out of our campsite and never come back.
Hear, hear.
And, you know, it took a few times because he still kept trying to want to tell me some damn story. And I was like, look, I don't care about your story. Sit the fuck down, shut the fuck up, and just leave us alone. And finally he, like, got the hint and, like, got up and walked away.
And didn't bother us the rest of Muddy Roots.
No, I would see him walking up and down the strip where all the vendors were. And even Tawny saw it. Every time he would see us, he would just put his head down and walk the other way. Which works for me because I don't ever want to deal with that guy again. They have a Muddy Roots Europe. Why doesn't he go there? Why does he come all the way over here to deal with us? Just go to the one in your own fucking country, bro.
I say that
America.
If he is there next year, and we should just start humping our significant others. We should just bend him over and start humping him in the ass.
That sounds good to me.
It will be done.
Well, Hobo, another reason.
We'll handle it next year.
Right. Another reason why we wanted. I chose to crown you. And you know, well, there's a couple extra reasons. First of all, you are the best cuddle buddy I have ever had.
Aww.
Cuddling will never be the same after cuddling with you in the tent at Muddy Roots.
Yes, and we both were not fully clothed.
Not at all. Not even close.
I feel closer to you, like literally.
Oh, we're much closer. We might as well be like related.
Well, sir,
in a weird Pennsylvania way, that's the way it goes.
Well, Hobo, congratulations, and thank you, for just being the laid back guy who gets shit taken care of and never gets past that point and always keeps us cool and it makes sure everybody's having a good time.
All right, thank you guys for crowning me the king of Muddy Roots. I feel like a king right now. I'm on top of the world.
There's a lot of responsibility, don't forget.
I know, I feel like I'm going to have to call up PAGS tomorrow. That way I can uphold my responsibilities.
He has to pass the crown to you.
He does.
All right, thanks, buddy.
It goes from Canada to the United States.
Right on. Thanks, ma'am.
All right, you guys. Have a good night. Love you all.
Love you.
Night, Obo.
Wow. And just for the sake, let's play the music again. When I play that, I think Jerry the King Lawler is going to come out of nowhere.
Right? How's he doing, by the way?
Last I heard, he was healing well.
Oh, cool.
So.
Not allowed to watch it anymore because every time we watch it, something bad happens to
him. Somebody dies or
kills. we don't watch wrestling. It's just like eating the chicken parmesan, man. We can't do it.
Why not?
Because somebody dies when we eat chicken parmesan.
Seriously, every time we've had chicken parmesan at the house, we have to go for the funeral. And I love chicken parmesan.
Even if it's just a chicken patty with a little bit of cheese on top of it and sauce.
Sauce.
Somebody died. So we said, okay, that's not going to happen. So we eat veal.
All right, guys. I say we go ahead and listen to a tune. Then we come back and shoot the shit some more. You're about to hear Bad Blood by Rattlesnake Deer.
And you're listening to It Burns When I Pee. You can contact us at Blake@IBWIP, Coldbeer@IBWIP, and AmishBJ@IBWIP. Give us some feedback, folks. We'd love to hear from you.
Attention, folks, here is how you contact the show. We love your feedback, so get off your lazy asses and get a hold of us. You can email Blake at ibwip.com, AmishBJ at ibwip.com, and ColdBeer at ibwip.com. That's my mom and dad. We also have a dial-in number that you can use to leave us a voicemail or call in during the live taping. Now program this into your phone. 1-203-429-4711. We look forward to hearing from you, and remember, boob pics are always welcome.
More booby pics! More booby pics! Ah, more booby pics! More booby pics!
What's in my cupboard? Oh, nothing, it's bare. No one all beside my bed. Oh, no one gonna make me scared. That's just you in the mirror. That's just me with a smoking gun. That's just her on the floor. We're paying for the things that she's done. What you gonna do when it breaks? When it breaks, I'm gonna keep on running. What you gonna do when it breaks? When it breaks, I'm gonna keep on coming. I don't know. Way down in a sleepy town, in the Florida sun, my father's on his knees. Oh, he's praying, such a good Christian. them up so wide. Oh, and kiss all the baby boys and girls. Oh, and say goodnight. Yeah. Well, what you gonna do when it breaks? When it breaks, I'm gonna keep on running. What you gonna do when it breaks? When it breaks, I'm gonna keep on coming. Go to it at all. Go ahead, oh, and crucify the only innocent man. Go ahead and justify all the hate you have, all the hate you can. And bow heads and silence tongues. Yeah, the world would be a better place if we would all just learn to listen. Oh, what you gonna do when it breaks? When it breaks, I'm gonna keep on running. What you gonna do when it breaks? When it breaks, I'm gonna keep on coming. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Oh.
All right, folks, welcome back. You just heard When It Breaks by Possessed by Paul James.
That was very good.
You're welcome.
There was no cue in or nothing.
I always wait for you to say, hey, welcome back, folks. And then we start getting into bullshit, and then it just goes downhill from there.
Well, I'm really, really, I think that you did an awesome job.
Do me. Woo.
You're so totally 95%. I don't even know what to say.
Don't you forget it.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
All right. So, since we had to retire the game of Would You Rather, we're going to go back to something I spent $5 on. So,
it burns when I pee. Brings the latest news happenings. It's stupid people doing stupid things. Stupid people doing stupid things with cold beer podcasting. Got an Amish BJ. So sit back, relax on IBWIP. Here's stupid people doing stupid things.
That's right. It's time for stupid people doing stupid things. And we know a lot of stupid people. And this time it does not come from Philadelphia.
Thank God.
I felt bad for the last few times we had did it or done it. How do you say that? But so I'm at work a couple weeks ago, and I got an email from a young lady named Molly.
An attractive young lady?
Oh, yes, quite attractive. Yes, I'm sorry. I forgot to add that. And she sent me a link to an interesting story. And it says, Tycoon offers HK 500 million to wed married daughter. Now, HK stands for Hong Kong. So Hong Kong, $5 million is about $64 million here. I did the conversion.
Nice.
So I'm going to give you the gist of what's going on, and then we'll play the video. So this Hong Kong tycoon, whose name is... I don't know what his name is. Mr. Chow. His name is Mr. Chow. He is offering, again, Hong Kong $500 million to marry his daughter, who is a lesbian.
Nice.
Nice.
And already had been, who has already been, quote unquote, had a ceremony in France with her lover. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, why is this stupid people doing stupid things? Or maybe you're not.
Why is this?
Well, I think this guy has way too much money on his hands, and this is a stupid idea. Mostly if you see his daughter. Okay, here we go. We'll play the video.
who also happens to be gay. I am a male person who also happens to be gay.
She's reading an email.
Email proposals are pouring in by the thousands, flooding Gigi Chow's inbox.
I write this not to try to lure you away from your love, but to introduce you to a kind man.
Some are from straight men, some are gay.
He was most notably George Clooney's body double in a few scenes of Leatherheads.
But all of them are after a $64 million marriage bounty. That's the offer on the table from Gigi's father, Hong Kong tycoon Cecil Chow.
Cecil Chow, my email address is blake@ibwip.com. I'll marry your lesbian daughter, even though she's butt ugly, and I don't say that very often from Chinese women. So, BJ and Coley, what are your thoughts so far?
So far,
I don't even know.
Is she like a Bull Dyke lesbian?
She does look a lot less feminine than you would expect.
Because I kind of find it hard to believe that there's like Bull Dyke Asian women.
I know, and that's what shocked me when she sent it to me. I read the subject line, I'm like, hot damn, and I open it up, and I'm like, look at the picture, and there's a picture before the video starts, and I'm like, not bad. But then when she starts the video, and she's sitting there in her office reading emails with a blazer on and short hair, I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. I was so disappointed.
Now, do I get any money for marrying this?
Nope. Wrong game.
Wrong game. Yes, you get $65 million.
Nice.
It would just turn me into an asshole. But don't you think her father's pretty stupid for doing this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Let's continue.
That's the offer on the table from Gigi's father, Hong Kong tycoon Cecil Chow.
And is his name really Cecil? I mean, is that like the Hong Kong translation? No Chinese guy is going to be named Cecil.
It's probably Puppy.
What?
It's probably Puppy.
Puppy Chow.
Kong Tycoon Cecil Chow. To claim it, just win his daughter's heart and marry her. But there's just one catch. She's a lesbian. Gigi laughs off the response to the reward, but says she views it as an act of love.
I wasn't angry at all. I was really quite quite touched.
She's going to be touched for $65 million.
Right.
Molly said I can. Sorry. Molly said that I could marry her.
If you live long enough.
Right.
Yes, but I don't think Molly would want to touch either. So she would be kind of screwed in the whole situation.
I think for $65 million, Molly would have no trouble touching a vagina once in a while.
Slap? Waiting for it?
Hey, now, Coley, okay, let's say...
I'm sorry.
The BJ was offered $65 million to marry this Swedish lesbian.
Does she have hack marks on her arm?
She is not Hacksaw Jim Duggan's daughter, no.
Okay.
Ho!
Tough guy!
Bazinga! Hey.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan loved America.
He sure did. Now, so you wouldn't help him touch a Swedish vagina for $65 million?
I don't know.
Hey, there was a lot of hot Swedes there.
It'd be kind of tough.
Hey,
only got to deal with the bad Swedes. There was a lot of hot ones there.
I know a couple Swedes before we met those Swedes, so I understand the whole Swede thing, but I'm not sure, man.
Okay, well, let me change it around. Coley, if your father offered somebody $65 million to marry you and you were a lesbian, would you take that as a act of kindness, or would you be kind of insulted?
I would be very insulted. Okay. I'd be pissed off. I'd probably slap my father in the face.
Well, if you look at her, this girl, you'd probably be like, well, maybe I wouldn't slap him in the face, because if you look like Tina Chow, whatever her fucking name is, hold on.
Well, is the $65 million is going to a man, correct?
Right. Right.
Her name, we'll call her Kitty.
Kitty Chow.
And he's trying to pawn me off on some man for money.
But they have to win your heart, though, to get the $65 million.
Oh, hey, really?
You guys know me. I could probably sweep a lesbian Hong Kongian off her feet, couldn't I?
Well, yeah, she's Asian.
You could probably sweep Rosie O'Donnell off her feet. You are a charmer.
I have a way with the ladies. Okay.
Very touched and very, how should I say, moved by Daddy's announcement. I mean, it's really his way of saying, baby girl, I love you, and you deserve more, basically. So.
Why does she sound like she's from Great Britain? She doesn't sound Asian at all.
Hong Kong was a province of Great Britain.
Well, I think it's bullshit. She should be like, oh, my daddy gave us $65 million to stop licking vagina and start sucking on penis.
I like the penis.
Yeah, I like penis for $65 million.
I love right. you, and you deserve more, basically.
So. More?
The story is making front page news in Hong Kong, where recent reports say that Miss or Mrs. Chow recently married her same-sex partner in France.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Okay, folks. Okay, folks. I'm going to put a link up to this video, and you got to watch it because they just showed a picture of her and her same-sex significant other. The reason why they said same-sex significant other is because it looks like a man. I swear to God. And now the girl looks pretty here, but only because she's standing next to a fucking butch dyke in a goddamn tuxedo. Oh, Jesus. Stop listening to the show right now and watch this video from the show note links. Oh, my Lord.
She neither confirms nor denies those reports, but her father has issued a statement denying Gigi's already married.
I'm actually really close to my dad, and we talk actually really intimately about, you know, our lives and relationships, and we see each other daily in the office, and it's not that, it's obvious that he doesn't accept his daughter being gay, first of all, but he
doesn't accept that your gay lover is looks like a fucking man.
She looks like a foot.
Jesus Christ, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. You know, it's fine if you're gay. We have no problems with that. But if you're two ugly gay women, that's what we have a problem with. At least one of you needs to be hot.
Especially if you're Asian.
Right, exactly. What are the chances that two ugly Asian girls are going to be lesbians with each other? What's the chances that there is even two ugly Asian women in the world?
Well, the chances just got better, seeing as how...
I guess so. God, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because of this picture of this lady guy.
It's not that... it's obvious that he doesn't accept his daughter being gay, first of all, but he doesn't accept it as a social statement. It's a social statement. He can accept it as a sort of in-the-closet lifestyle choice, but not as a social statement.
By the way, same-sex marriage is not recognized in Hong Kong. For now, the offer of a multi-million dollar dowry still stands.
Show me the money. So there it is, folks.
I'd pick the one with all the money. Oh, wrong game again?
Wrong game again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, though. So, stupid people doing stupid things. Cecil Chow offering up $65 million for someone to marry his lesbian daughter who is secretly married to a fucking guy-looking Asian girl. Okay. Sorry.
Like, you're pissed off about this story.
I'm pissed off about the story for multiple reasons. I could really use a $65 million right now, for one. For two, I'm a little angry that my fiance just kind of teased me with my Asian fetish. She goes and sends me, I get all hot and bothered at work. I click on the link, and next thing I know, it's fucking dog face Chinese girl.
Did you just say fiance, Blake?
Oh, did I say that?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I slipped up.
So, tell us what else happened at Muddy Roots.
Well, I looked Miles in the eyes, and I said, "Will you marry me?" And she kind of stared at me and didn't say anything.
She did say, "Get down, get off the stage,
get down." She was like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, get down off the stage. So I want to thank everybody. Everybody in the world was in on this little thing we did at Muddy Roots, except Miles, and it was a pleasure to be able to pull one over on her and have her nosy ass not find out.
Wow, you keep that up, you're not going to be engaged very long.
Yeah, she's a lucky woman snatching the podcasting god. You know, I find it very ironic that I proposed to her, and then a month later, she is on the back album cover of Lone Wolf's CD. I think that's very fishy.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I think it has something to do with my fame.
Jeez, it's all about Blake. Oh, yeah. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Where's your filter?
I don't have a filter tonight. Sorry.
That's all right. So, yes, the lovely Miles is going to wed me.
When is this fantastical thing going to happen?
We keep pushing it out. She keeps every day when she comes home from work, she goes, maybe we should push this out a little bit further. So I think that she's realizing she should have just said get down.
Well, I know the perfect time that you could do it, but we can discuss that later.
We can, as they say at Caterpillar, we can discuss that offline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're in the same room. You're not even online. Okay, sorry. That was a bad joke. So, Miles, congratulations on your proposal.
Yes, congratulations,
Miles. Yes, congratulations to you both. I love and adore you both. I really do.
Except on Sundays. Oh, shit.
I still love you on Sundays.
When I have my man period?
I love you more when you're on your man period.
Now, I want you to be completely honest. When I sent you back the Facebook message that was a kind of a dick move, what was your first initial reaction?
I was like, yeah. He's ready to quit. He's going to throw the mic. He's going to throw the chair. He's going to throw the mixer. But after all is done, he's going to come back 2 months later and say, I'm really itching to do a show.
So you had no fear. No, I just meant I felt bad for being a dick to you. So.
No, I really didn't take offense to it at all.
Well, I appreciate
whatsoever.
BJ, I hope you didn't take offense to it.
No, I didn't read it until after Nicole said, do you see what kind of dick he is?
Fucking asshole.
He's a lying shit.
Why gotta be such an asshole?
No, seriously. I didn't think anything of it. I know how you feel.
You just had to blow off steam. We understood that. It was no big deal.
I told Miles, come blow off my steam. And she was like, fuck you.
Ass.
So.
Wow.
Feedback. Well, shit.
You have fan feedback?
No, I've done all that. But we're getting feedback on our end.
Uh-oh.
It's nothing on your end.
All right. Can you go ahead and do a little Silent Storm Radio pimping, or should we?
I can do some pimping, unless I'm going to get interrupted. I don't know. We'll have to see.
No, we're ready for this shit.
All right. So right now, you are listening to It Burns When I Pee on SilentStormRadio.com, which is the live taping. But if you are listening to the Friday downloaded version, please come at any time on every other Monday. And it is, what, the 10th today? No, it's the 9th. Tomorrow is the 10th. So today is the 9th, and we usually do it on Monday, so that would have been the 8th. So every other Monday after the 8th, you can come to SilentStorm.com and hear a live version of IBWIP.
It's Silent Storm Radio.
Oh, yeah. Live version of IBWIP on SilentStorm.com.
Radio.com.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Daryl Hall and John Oates.
I'm sorry, I got confused with
She's
the
95%
shirts.
Right up most of the time.
I said I could fix stuff 95% of the time.
You know,
time.
We're going to argue about
not,
this.
I'm not right 95% of the
just
time.
Give her one right in the mush.
Whatever. Anyway, I apologize for that. I'm so used to saying Silent Storm design, so I apologize.
You didn't even say that.
Hey, BJ.
Yeah.
Have you been looking over those resumes I've been sending you for the co-host job?
Yeah, I
Shut
have.
Up.
I'm kind of leaning towards Pat.
I'm kind of leaning, yeah, that, or some Asian girl.
Yeah, we could do that, too. Miss Swan. Yeah. No.
Hey, but don't say anything to Coley. I don't want her to know.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So what else about SoundStormRadio.com is awesome?
Our new player.
Yes, we have a new player. You do not have to download anything, and the player should start when the show starts. But if there is a show following a show, you will have to refresh. There is a calendar page where you can check out all the shows, dates and times, and special events that are happening on SilentStormRadio.com. And there is also a page with all the information you need about the shows. And there is a new contact page. So go ahead and check that out, guys.
Did you ever think a year ago that that Silent Storm would become what it has already?
No.
No.
Not at all. It's leaps and bounds. But most of it's thanks to Vital for fucking up. I think I would have kept it for a while if it wouldn't have fucked up so bad.
See, when bad things happen, you gotta turn lemons into vaginas.
Right.
I thought it was lemonade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Vagina's better.
Okay.
So, do you guys want to tell some Muddy Roots stories, or?
Yeah, we can tell some Muddy Roots stories real quick.
Okay, well, I first want to start with the actual Krusty coming to Camp Krusty.
Oh, yeah.
There's these two barefoot gentlemen that... Now, well, the way we had it set up is, like, we couldn't see the people coming to the campsite because we had the big banner, the Camp Krusty banner, kind of, like, in front of our meeting area. And so, all of a sudden, from around the corner comes these two Krusties. And they're, like... They came over, and they were all, of course, toasted, and, you know... But they are like, oh, and they looked. It was so funny because they turned the corner. I think they were expecting just to see a bunch of Krusties like sitting in a big campsite, and their shock that they didn't find that was about the same shock as we had when they come you know around. They're a couple of good dudes, but it was so funny because they're like, oh, we saw the sign and we kind of thought, you know, it was a Camp Krusty. But we have a picture of one of those gentlemen on the show notes. He sat next to me. Nice, nice fella.
I did not get to meet those fellas.
They were nice fellas. I was, you know, kind of concerned, but they seemed to be all right. They went over after they sat and talked to us for a while. They went over and sat with the Canadians, Dan the Luck Band, and jammed out with them for a while.
Yes, they were a good group of guys too.
I just thought it was funny that, you know, some Krusties came over thinking that this was actually a Camp Krusty, so. Do you guys have any stories?
Well, there's so damn many, but
I know.
How about the big girl in the American flag shorts?
Oh my lord, big is not a good enough adjective to describe this young lady.
I was trying to be very nice.
Oh,
she was a rather large girl. She could have been a sweetheart. She had dreadlocks and the same pair of American flag spandex shorts on all weekend.
Is Coley falling down?
I was moving my chair. I got up for a second.
I was like, oh no, she fell down.
No, I was trying to move my chair so I didn't knock the mic.
I was worried about domestic violence.
No, none here.
So this young lady, describe her ensemble.
Well, she had on black combat boots, a black t-shirt, if I remember correctly. It could have been a black tank top. Dreadlocks with a bandana in her hair, keeping all the dreadlocks back. And then the finest pair of of Chinese-made spandex American flag shorts you'll ever want to see.
Yep.
And I'm sure when Muddy Roots started out, those shorts didn't look that bad.
No, they were very brown.
Yes,
very
brown.
By the end of the weekend.
There was no white to be had.
But you got to give her props because you know she had to know that that wasn't the right ensemble.
Well,
she was doing it as a funny thing, I think. I hope.
Well,
I don't think so.
And I do believe that, like, through the weekend, you know, they had some rips and tears that happened, and she just kind of took the two ends and tied them together.
Nice.
So she was keeping those bad boys on. I think they came straight from, you know, a Hong Kong millionaire, the way she was wearing those same things.
Did he offer her $65 million to wear them?
I would offer her $65 million to take them off.
And put something else on.
Right, yeah, yeah, I gotta add that part. So,
but she'd be a perfectly nice person.
Sure.
You don't know.
We're not ripping on her. We're just, it was memorable.
Yeah, she seemed nice. She was carrying people around on her back all weekend.
Because she's an ogre.
She was a working mule. I mean, hardworking girl.
You just called her a working mule. That's hilarious. Next year at Muddy Roots, she's going to be like, I know you guys. I'm going to get you.
And she'll have on those same spandex shorts.
Yeah, she'll probably be the next one to pick and fight with me at Muddy Roots.
That's all right. I'll be like, hobo, handle my light work. Another thing, you know, of course, all through the weekend, there was thousands and thousands of, like, one-liners that were just, like, hilarious. And but one of the best one-liners, we're heading back. It's me and Miles, Pags and Pat, my two Canadian lovers.
Right.
And we're heading back to Nashville, and we just pull into Nashville, get off the exit, go into downtown Nashville, and we're talking about how bad we stink. I mean, everything we had stunk, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Our whole ride home, we were gagging.
And oh, shit. I forgot what... Oh, never mind. I forgot the line. I wrote down a different line.
Wasn't it something about not washing?
Hold on a second. What? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, because it was a difficult line to remember. Miles reminded me. He's sitting in the back seat, and we're talking about how we all stink, and he goes, yeah, smelling good's for pussies. And he also had one that we're sitting around talking about MILFs or something, and he's like, yeah, that's what's wrong with MILFs. They get old real fast. Oh, leave it to Pags.
Yes.
Former king of Muddy Roots.
And once you're a king, you're always a king. It's kind of like, it's kind of
like.
You're
right about that. No, you are definitely right about that.
He'll always be the king in our hearts.
Right on. He's the great northern king.
Right. Yes.
Next year we're going to give the Swede the king so we can have him all over the world.
And I came up with a good nickname for somebody at Muddy Roots.
Okay.
Remember when we were all standing at the Pine Box Boys and the Swede came and his girlfriend was there and I said, hey, look, it's Hacksaw. Everybody damn near pissed themselves.
Oh, my God, it was hilarious. This girl, and, you know, I understand emo kids, but I guess in Sweden they have emo kids too. But this girl was all sliced up and down her arm. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe I've never been in that kind of position.
Yeah, it wasn't just cutting. It was, like, gouging.
Right.
It was more self-mutilation. That was it, just to show and prove that you did what you did.
Yeah. Because
that's pretty much what it was.
Because I would think
drag him back to the campsite one night.
Yeah, he has a little trouble keeping
actually,
his liquor.
Like pulling him.
Yeah,
the whole way. Like
she had him by the arms and she was dragging him. Like
nice.
He was on the ground and she was dragging him like a government mule back to the frickin' campsite. And I'm like, I'd help, but he's a dick.
Right. So those are just a couple of our Muddy Roots stories. I feel bad because we're like a month and a half late, but you know we had
a lot of stuff going on last month.
Yes, we did.
It was good times though.
Yes.
Well, I think we were getting close to wrapping this up. What do you guys think?
Yeah, hell we were going to make this shorter, but I don't think that happened.
Right. Well, I just want to real quick talk about what's coming up for BWIP. This Friday we'll be releasing the episode here of IBWIP. And if you've noticed, we haven't done an interview in a while. And that's just because I'm stockpiling them all and we're not putting them on the regular shows. From now on, the interviews are going to be released as their own shows. And this episode 69 will be released on the 12th. On the 19th of October, we'll be releasing the interview with Munley J. Munley.
Nice.
Woohoo.
And playing a couple songs. And then I was lucky enough to interview live Adam Lee from Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company last week. I edited both shows tonight, so they're in the queue. There will for the Adam Lee their interview, there is a video attached. I got the whole video done. I edited it and everything. So that'll be released on Pia Vision. And that's going to come out on November 2nd. And recording live here on the 22nd, we're going to be doing the 6th annual IBWIP Halloween special.
Woo-hoo!
So look for that to be downloaded as a podcast on the 26th. So we got a lot going on. Silent Storm Radio always has something going on every night. So check them out as well. I want to thank BJ. I want to thank Coley. I want to apologize again for being a dick.
You're fine, man.
I want to thank Sean and Liam for doing an awesome job at the contact information.
Yes, they did a good job. Yeah. I was surprised.
Both of them.
They're the best straight man and, joker on the face of the earth. Sean's so straight and straight as a board, and Liam's just a freaking joker.
You can groom those guys. They're going to be like the famous comedy duo.
Right, like the next Abbott and Costello. Right.
Yes, that is definitely.
And Liam has a new catchphrase, folks. It's meatloaf and some beers.
Yep.
It's cuter when he says it, though.
So thanks to everybody, and thanks for everybody who came out and listened to the show live and sat on the chat room. And if I missed anybody, I am still having parts of my man period going on, so isn't that the way it is, Coley? Like for a week, I can talk about just blame everything I do wrong on that.
Yes, right. It is true.
All right,
you
well,
can actually, go a month.
Oh, geez, I can do a whole month.
Yes,
nice.
And then like the week after he's done bitching about it, starts a new one.
Sweet, I'm on it. So, you know, we changed some things around for the new facelift here at IBWIP. We still have some changes in the works. But one of the newest things we have on here, BJ was kind enough to give up his double shot. And that is because Cold Beer Coley will now be giving her double D's at the end of every show. So, Coley, why don't you go ahead and introduce double D's, and we'll get the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Okay, the first one I have for you is The Violent Femmes with Country Death Song. And the second one I have for you is Sons of Perdition with Death of a Shuckster. So a little bit of preparing for the Halloween show there for you folks.
Right on. Thanks a lot, guys, and we'll see you next time.
See you, guys.
See you. Love you.
Still waters, nothing to again and I think until there's nothing I ain't funk. Breathing in the stink till finally I stunk. It was at that time, I swear I lost my mind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. I said to the youngest one, put your coat on, we'll have some fun. We'll go out to the mountains, the one to explore. Her face it lit up, I'm standing by the door. Her face it lit up, I'm standing by the door. Daughter, I will carry the lanterns. We'll go out tonight. We'll go to the caverns. We'll go out tonight. We'll go to the caves. Kiss your mother goodnight and remember that God saves. Kiss your mother goodnight and remember that God saves. I led her to a hole, a deep black well. I said, make a wish, make sure and not tell. And close your eyes, dear, and count to seven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. I gave her a push, I gave her a shove. I pushed with all my might, I pushed with all my love. I threw my child into a bottomless pit. Screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. She was screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. Speak to me of lovers with a broken heart. You wanna know what will really tear you apart? I'm going out to the barn with a never stopping pain. I'm going out to the barn to hang myself in shame.
Hard and the children were thin. The faces of townsfolk were all decayed in. So hot that they couldn't tell kids from their kin. When the rainmaker, full of hope, he came rolling in. And his mouth hollered promises, his eyes yelled relief. And the folks gave all that they could give except for all their grief. Oh yeah. Try snake oil and glutted on greed. That merciless shuckster hucked his hollow wares. But high above the valley no cloud would take seed. So in a torrent of red dust he tried to flee there. But the townsfolk fell upon him, their eyes were like eyes, and they split his guts from neck to flank in grim sacrifice. Then as his body fell, life was on that heart's gravel ground. All bleary-eyed and drunk on blood, the townsfolk staggered back to town. Valley, the clouds in the sky like shuckster's blood clotted as it blackened and dried. And perched on that firmament of heaven on high, the black eyes of angels were peeled open wide. And the heavens were rending with a deafening sound, and the rain hammered deep in that drought. Great wall of water through the valley did howl. It washed away the people and their sins and their town. Oh, yeah.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web hosts, you need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.